You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 10 past 12, very chilly 9 degrees, only aiming for a 10 degrees. So not much of a day to be out, but it's great to be inside. And, of course, it's Community Connections, and we're here to tell you what's going on in the community. Today I have with me the Healesville U3A, both John and George. We thought we'd check into them and see what they're doing. What little probably they can do, but we'd like to hear a bit about. So welcome, George and John.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
I thought we'd lost you there for a minute, George.
Well, you did. It sort of dropped out, but never mind. It's fine.
If you can get a little
one
bit
of
close,
us has been paying our bill, but that's okay.
George, if you can get a little closer to the microphone, you're a little bit soft. Please.
Who's that?
That's the best you can do. Whatever you can do. Anyway. Healesville U3A. we know people are sort of struggling a bit being locked down, but there's also not a lot that you can do. So in these times, what are the Healesville U3A doing?
Listen, John, I'll just pass that on to you at the moment, and we'll tic-tac.
Okay. I mean, a lot of things have shut down. I mean, back in May, we closed everything down, pending what was going to happen with stage three restrictions and so on. And, of course, nothing has really improved. So all of that, part of the big problem we've got is that facilities are lacking. You know, a lot of things, apart from the fact that, you know, we're not allowed to get close to each other, there are no facilities. So we're all relying on sort of social media contacts and so on. And in that context, there are a number of groups that are continuing, but obviously there are a number that have been forced to close down.
The ones that are continuing, John, are they mainly using Zoom or something like that?
Yeah, they are. Zoom, or if they're either using Zoom, but again, Zoom relies on a kind of activity where people are sitting around and talking. So certainly George can talk a little bit about Cryptic Crosswords, which he's part of, but they're certainly using Zoom at the moment to continue that particular group, that particular activity. But for others, it's different sorts of things. I mean, we've got some people who are sending out YouTubes. I mean, Exercise to Music, for example, Di Kaufman, is sending out YouTubes of activities and exercises that to her group. She's keeping in touch that way. And Bill Woods, with his great tours of England, Scotland and Wales, is also sending out YouTubes on a regular basis to people who'd signed up for that activity. So, it really just depends enormously on the nature of the activity. I mean, for example, one of my activities is a recorder group. And that hasn't continued, mainly, I think, because it's a very difficult activity to run when everybody is playing their instrument.
And I guess something like...
at the same time.
We're going to talk a little bit later on about the ukuleles, but something like that you couldn't run at all, could you?
No. A lot of the dance groups and things like that, the theatre group is closed down. Although Lois, who was with us last time, she's had her team of people making costumes, but rather than gathering at her place, they're all doing it at home.
So we do look forward to having a performance sometime next year?
Well, if you talk to Lois, Lois is always the inventive one. I mean, she has ideas of perhaps having an outdoor show, depending on what the restriction status is and how things are going, but perhaps setting something up in Queen's Park and perhaps doing a sort of a mini show where the audience can come and sit round, but maintaining social distancing and so on. And she'd put together a show which allowed the performers to sort of, again, maintain their social distance. At the moment, this is just sort of thoughts in action. Nothing concrete has been done at this stage. But, yeah, we're certainly looking more towards 2021 than we are 2020 at the moment. And I think there's been very little interaction apart from the costume makers and so on between the various cast members.
I think, in fairness, a lot of the groups have cancelled everything. I know most of the amateur theatre groups have cancelled every show from now till Christmas because they just say, well, it's just unrealistic to... because even when... I mean, let's face it, we're going to get out of this, but we don't know when we'll get out of it without restrictions. I mean, at the end of stage four, we don't know what'll be, but we might only be back to stage three and that. I mean, we're not just going to go from stage four to... everything back open again, are we?
No. And, you know, venues aren't open. I mean, the MIMO is closed, and that has been our venue in the past. All other venues are in a similar situation. And the only way you could even conceive of doing it is to do an outdoor show of some sort, which might work in summer. But, again, that's all just part of the thought process. Part of the difficulty, I think, that Lois is concerned with is that if you're going to do a show, getting people together to rehearse, again, is going to be dependent on what the restrictions are. At the moment, we just can't do it.
And I guess the other problem that you've got when you start talking about an outdoor gig, even if you can rehearse and all that sort of stuff, how many people are going to be allowed to come and watch it? It's no good if there's a restriction of 100 people or something, is it?
Yeah, and these are all the problems that, you know, I mean, gosh, you know, it's what I'd call sort of a minor problem on the scale of things that most people are going, or many people are going through at the moment. But I think those sorts of entertainment activities are very limited at the moment.
So, I'm sorry, gents, I missed about 5 minutes of that. I fell out.
Didn't you bother paying your bill this year, John?
And I do have a couple of things to say about Lois, but are you ready for a break, Alan, and we'll come back?
No, we'll keep going for a little bit. I wish you'd pay your bill, George.
Oh, no, it's you that don't pay your bills, for sure.
I cut that out.
No, actually, Lois sort of, I can remember our last meeting was about 2 months ago, and she went on and I couldn't find her stop button, but never mind, she was well. But she's continued on steadfastly and... she got all the girls together, and when the numbers were allowed to go out, she had her sewing meetings at her house, and all the girls would go there and do their uniforms. And she wasn't going to accept anything but the show must go on. But I just want to give you an indication. I'm just going to move my phone. I know our listeners can't hear this. I just want to show you what our house looks like at the moment. Can you see that?
There's stuff everywhere. There's costumes out there.
What that is that my wife has gone into tutu production. And
hello.
I've lost you all of a sudden. Oh, there we go.
I think we've lost George again. George, we can still hear you.
Oh, well, I can hear. So, yeah, so our place is sort of filled with pink tutus and sewing tinsel on it.
So you're
and then,
dancing?
As I said, when they lifted the restrictions, she was allowed to have... about five, you know, guests there, and they would all get together on a Wednesday and do the, you know, sewing of the costumes and everything. So everything went well. But, yeah, she's not giving in, I can tell you.
Sounds great.
George, modeling, were you, George?
Have you been dancing around in the tutus?
I was going to wear one, but it's radio.
Oh, no.
Television. I would have been into it. Yeah, it's all right.
You'd get us put off the air anyway, George.
Sorry, that
you'd get us put off the air.
Well, thanks very much.
Guys, we're just going to have to take a break in a half a second. But I guess the major thing is that obviously some of the people can still. Hello, we've lost everybody. All right. Well, look, we will take a quick break. We seem to be having just the odd little problem here. You're listening to. Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
21 drums and an old bass horn, somebody beating on ding dong. Come on over, baby, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Come on, sugar. Baby, we can't go wrong. shaking it and making it shake, oh yeah. Well, baby, don't you make no mistake. Come on, baby, baby, come on, cause we done found that old ding-dong. Baking it and making it shake, cake and pie on a plate. Hey, we're baking it and making it shake, so baby don't make no mistake. Ain't no baking, whole lot of shaking, whole lot of shaking going on. Shake it, baby, shake it. 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 And no faking, whole lot of shaking, whole lot of shaking going on.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 25 minutes past 12, 10 degrees, that's the top for the day, so from here on it's probably downhill. But anyway, let's all stay warm inside, let's have a bit of fun. We've got the boys from U3A at Healesville, both John and George. We've just having our little technical difficulties from time to time, but we'll keep going. John, you want to tell us about what's going on in the book club at the moment?
Oh, it was really just a postscript to what we were talking about before. One of the things that, one of the better things that happens from time to time is that you get a community getting together and working on something, and the book club really operates now actually using WhatsApp. They don't use the visual anymore, and they can't get, WhatsApp doesn't allow more than a certain number of people to use it at any time. So they're using the written side of it to present reviews and comments and so on. But what they do is they have, they've organised with the library, the Healesville Library, to have books, three books sent out to each member. So the Healesville Library's involved in it too. And I think it's wonderful that they're prepared to make the effort to send books out to the various members of the group using Australia Post. And it has also allowed one of the members who's had to move to the Northern Territory because of her husband's work to maintain contact from Nullumbi in the Northern Territory.
That's fantastic, so, isn't it?
It is. I suppose we're seeing it in lots of areas with this virus, that people are being a lot more supportive in whatever way they can. I was reading an interesting story in The Age this morning about a courier driver who said he's never felt better in his life. Every time he arrives now, and he's got his set people that he actually seems to keep dropping into with with the online deliveries and so on, he's never been greeted with so many smiles and
greetings. People are happy with what he's bringing.
He's working. Actually, I hate to put a damper on your story, but your friend that went up to the Northern Territory, we go and collect their mail and put it in a post and send it up to them. And unfortunately, most of them are bills.
Oh, that's a real downer.
Yeah, I know. But again, they don't have to pay them. They're going to turn everything off.
So, John, when you say that the Healesville Library are sending out three books, is it designed that you read one book, then you discuss that one book, and so each people's on the same book, or how is that organised?
I'm not too sure about that. I think what it does is it allows them to package a group at a time, so they can send them out for the next 3 months or whatever it might be, and people can read them at their own pace.
Yep.
And because they're not involved orally, they're not talking to each other, but they're writing, yep. The book club continues using WhatsApp and actually writing reviews and comments, which then pass round as the books are being read. And so the feedback happens on paper through WhatsApp rather than sort of a discussion or the discussion that way.
Well, and the trouble is with some of those platforms too, you can't, apart from not having enough, you can't have a more than number of people, but also if you get too many, it often collapses, doesn't it? You either can't see the people or you can't hear them or whatever.
Yeah, as we've seen today.
yeah, we're having a few little hassles, but anyway, we're not too sure, but we'll get by. And I'm sure the listeners will understand that sometimes things go really well and sometimes things just don't go quite the way you want them. But anyway.
With the gardening group, for example, Heather, who runs that, while the gardening group can no longer visit each other's gardens and they're sharing recipes and people are putting their produce out and allowing people to come and take it from the front veranda or whatever it might be. And I guess now that'll be all dependent whether it's within 5 kilometres and whether people are living within 5 kilometres and so on. But it's just another way that people are showing their concern and keeping in touch. The leader of the group, Heather, sort of sends out an email saying this and that's available, seeing how people are, asking them to contact her if they've got any questions or issues. And but then leaving the veggies and the fruit out on the front veranda or back veranda.
So terrific idea, isn't it?
Things like that are happening all over the place.
Yeah.
Actually, John, I'm glad you mentioned Heather. She just had a back operation, and she did send out to all the gardening club members that she's recovered and she's going very well. But for those that aren't on that list, Heather Higgs is doing very, very well. I did promise you, I think, in our last broadcast that I would explain to you how you could preserve lemons in petroleum jelly, and everyone denied the fact that they told me that. I managed to find an email from Heather telling me from another person how to do it. So I shall pass it on to you at a later date.
Oh, why at a later date? Don't you?
Well, I still haven't Googled enough to sort of understand how it works.
Well, have you tried it too?
No, I haven't tried doing it. It's fine.
George, look, I'm keen to talk to you while you're still there because we never know when you'll drop
out. Yeah, no, I disappeared.
So what are you doing at the moment yourself, George? Like what groups of yours are still going?
Oh, well, actually, we're a cryptic crossword puzzle. We're doing very well. We started doing our online very, very early sort of, I think it was sort of late March, actually, and we get together every Monday. We used to do it sort of once every fortnight or once a month, actually, originally. So now we've actually become closer by doing it, yep. Sort of via Zoom. I've realised that we're known as the nerd group because we do the cryptic crossword puzzles, but I can tell you what, a lot of us aren't very good at Zoom.
So you're better at the
No, I can't get the printer to work. No, I can't do this. No, this is not working today, but that's fine.
So you're better
we're actually having a good time.
It's you're better good. At doing the crosswords than what you are actually getting on Zoom to get together.
I have to be very careful because John's wife has joined us, so I can't say too much.
Look, I'm really keen to hear about this, the cryptic crosswords, because the ones I do have usually got two sets of clues. And I know I've mentioned this year before, but sometimes the answer is in the cryptic clue, and sometimes they're not.
Oh, actually, what we've actually changed. Last year, it was sort of more of a competition to see who could get the right answer first.
Right.
But David Payne, who runs the group, is sort of, okay, calm down, guys. We're sort of trying to introduce people who don't know necessarily all the rules. And it's working very well. So what we do is we go through individually. We get a choice of one question, and we explain why we think this is the answer. and then everyone gets involved. So it's actually it's actually promoting sort of getting involved rather than people saying, oh, this is too hard, I'll give this and this. So, and it's working very well.
So it's more about discussing how you got to the answer rather than what the answer is to start with.
Yes, at the start it was, I've got the answer, ha, ha, ha. But now it's got to the point was, let's explain why we got the answer so people then could understand how the thing works.
And how often do people get it right?
Oh, at the end of the day, we'll all get it right.
No, but I'm just curious as to how I'm just curious as to how easy do they get easier after you've done a whole lot, or are cryptic crosswords always going to be difficult to do?
No, it's just more of a persevere and practice. That's what it is. And then you get to understand that there are clues to do this, there are clues to do that. There's probably about 15 or 16 different versions of it. Like the word is included in three words, or it's just a matter of practice and understanding how things work. There are many ways of looking at it. There's everyone. I think our new process, everyone's working well.
So just going back to the actual crossword itself, there is no, like, every crossword isn't the same. Like, one could have the clue in three words, or one could have none at all, couldn't it? Could be just something else altogether.
I am sorry. Like, the first clue may be an anagram of something. The next one could be, there's a word included in two words. Oh. So you have to sort of get the letters. And there's about 15 or 16. If you'd like to read a book by David Aspel, good luck. That will explain to you how it works.
But how long have you been doing it, George?
I started a long, long time ago I worked at Ford Motor Company out in Broadmeadows, and in my office I used to get all my guys in, and we just do it at the lunchtime because there's nowhere else to go. So we do the age crossword puzzle. And I just continued on for the last 30-odd years. It's good.
George, what you've just brought up an interesting topic there. What years did you work at the Ford Motor Company?
I started in 1970 and left in 1984 to go to Toyota Motor Corporation. Oh, they were sort of stealing. And
what did you do at the Ford Motor Company?
I was the sales and marketing, basically.
Oh, right. So that would have been through like the XB, the XC, and the XD.
Oh, no, I love my cars, yes. I started XW, XY have just finished when I started.
Right.
And then we went through all those theories. I was involved in when the first time Ford Motor Company actually achieved market leadership. I was very proud of that.
Sure.
With some photographs. Because we beat Holden, and then one can ask, who's Holden? They don't exist anymore.
Well, so the year you said that you became the market leader, what year was that, and what model Falcon would have?
I would suggest that was probably about 1982, 83.
So you talked the XE.
It was XF, was it? XE, XF?
Well, XE was 81 to 83, I think, and then the XF took over to about...
That was probably that was the heyday, and I had been living in Queensland for a while, and I came back, and it was just after we'd won Bathurst with that 1-2 finish. Remember the XY?
Yep.
And I think that's when everything changed, and people started buying fours rather than Holdens. It was great. It was a great period.
Well, of course, back in those days, they always said if you won Bathurst, it showed up in the showrooms the following week, didn't it? That people
exactly. Yeah,
it was terrific times. And when you look back now on some of those cars that, like, you're talking about the XY, GDHOs, and that, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Now they're talking almost $1 million for an HO. A GDHO will get you $1 million.
Unbelievable, isn't it? For a car that probably sold for $50,000 when it was brand new, if that.
Oh, not even 50, actually. I think they were in their 30s, less than that.
Sure. So I know we're right off the track, but I mean, you dropped the point that you're at Ford. So then at Toyota, you did the same sort of job?
Well, actually, I joined, it was called AMI at the time because TMC hadn't taken over, and then they joined AMI, which used to make the Triumph Herald and the Ramblers and those things, and they joined with Thiess because Thiess had the contract to bring all the commercials into the country. And that created Toyota, and that was probably 1985, I think it was.
And, of course,
an interesting title.
Well, back in those days.
So I'm sure that all our U3A listeners have either owned a Holden, a Ford, or a Toyota. Get back to the subject.
Well, and a lot of them probably still, or some of them have probably still got an old Falcon. There's heaps of them. Look, we're getting...
Well, if they got an old Falcon, tell them to ring in. I'll buy it off them.
Why, what model do you want?
Doesn't matter.
No, they're great old cars. Look, we're miles off the track. We weren't actually. It was just that you actually mentioned the Ford. It's just interesting to know what people have done during their lives. Look, we'll got to take a break, and we'll be back with more on Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. The time is 16 minutes to 1 and 10 degrees. I must mention after 1 o'clock news, we'll have Meg with a 5-acre project, and she'll be telling us more about what they're up to. George, you're a bad man. I've already been asked why would I be playing that song, so already they're not happy with it.
I have to mention the fact that... we take, you know, during this isolation period, you have sort of observations. And Doug and I came into your program very early this year.
Yep.
And he was a ukulele guy.
That's why I played it. That's the only reason I played it. I wouldn't have played it otherwise. And now I've got to put up with management ask me why I played it. Obviously, we got off the subject in the last bracket. We started talking cars, which we're not here about. But groups like the ukulele and that wouldn't be able to, like they could practice at home, but they wouldn't be still meeting, would they, or would they?
No, it's very difficult to get together. You have to sort of, the fact that it's venues, actually, which is the problem. And we have, I think, a couple of programs ago, we mentioned that, you know, we're very proud of having the Citizens Club in Hillsville. We have the RSL, but they look after us. And Lions Club building. But we're just unable to use them, and that's why we're sort of very restricted in what we can do.
And council, Council don't particularly want you using their premises at the moment, either, like any group using, do they?
Oh, actually, the library is another one where we used to use, which we just can't do. But what we're trying to be proactive, and I sent you that material earlier the other day, and sort of what we can do. What we're trying to do now, we're trying to figure out, you know, the size of the place, and if restrictions come back sort of in stages, we're trying to figure out, okay, how many people can we fit into a 1.5 meter gap into a room and their space and stuff. We're trying to be proactive and looking at it, but really it's just an unknown target. It's when the government decides what you can do, and we'll jump for it.
And basically, term three has been cancelled, hasn't it?
Term three has been cancelled, yes.
Yep. And yes. But you haven't made a decision about term four yet, have you, until you see what happens?
No, not at the moment. We just need to wait until we get advice from the government to see where things are up to. We also have the AGM coming up in September, which will be done by Zoom or some other form of electronic social media. But once that's taken place, then decisions about how we manage... there's a whole series of raft of things. There's term four, there's registrations for 2021. All of those sorts of things are things which the committee has to come to terms with and make decisions about. The AGM will take place in September, but, you know, the rest of it is still... It's in a problematic basket. We've got to come up with a way of managing these things. And even then, knowing that 2021 will in fact start the way we hope it will, but at this stage, we don't know.
Well, of course, the decision about term four, if you made it now, you base it on what it is now. But I mean, the restrictions may be relaxed, or we just don't know. When does term three actually finish? Do you know on a date?
I can't think of the exact date, but it's early September.
So term three, well, probably by the time you've had term three in the holidays, that would be about when this state of disaster would come to an end, am I right?
If this goes all the rest. But then, you know, we've got, if that happened and we went back to stage three, we're still not in a position to move ahead. And, you know, one of the problem for us, and one of the problems, is that the courthouse, which is our base and where most of the classes are held, is actually relatively small. Yep. So even for those smaller groups to continue, they would have to take place in one of the bigger venues, like the Senior Sits Hall or the Lions Club or the library or whatever it might be.
Yep.
The bigger groups would simply not be able to function at this stage.
Guys, I'm just going to take another quick break and then we'll be back. And I hope by then you'll have some contact detail. Are you still taking people joining up, or has that been put on hold as well?
Been put on hold at the moment. We've talked about it. I had a chat with the president not so long ago. You know, at the moment, there's not much room for them to actually join anything. And it's just a... courses have closed down. Formally, all the courses have closed down.
All right. Look, I'll just take this quick...
Alan, before you go to a break, I just interrupt? I had to steal my computer away from my wife, who was homeschooling our grandchild. And I'd like to say, Hunter, behave yourself. And you're doing very well at homeschooling with grandma.
All right. We'll be back very soon.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 4 minutes to one, 10 degrees, and I've got with me both John and George from the U3A in Hillsville. George, I think you did me in with that ukulele song. It hasn't won much of an approval out here.
Keep going.
Look, guys, we've just got to get away very quickly. But at the moment, obviously, it's not much good people trying to join U3A because there's very little going on. But this is not going to go on forever. So can you give us your web page and Facebook page, how people can find it? Because what we can encourage people to do is to keep an eye on those, because I'm sure as soon as you're getting ready to open up, you'll make it well known.
Yeah. I mean, I think what you said is exactly right. This won't last forever. We live in challenging times. And we will do our best to get as many courses up and running as soon as we can, subject to our advice from the state government and also the Yarra Valley Rangers Council, who control facilities and so on. But if people want to keep in touch, just get our website is healsfulu3a.org.au. And you can find information about courses, timetables, what's happening, and there's a letter from the president on the front page of that, so you'll get an idea from that as to where we're up to. But I think people listening in really need to understand that we're doing it the best we can, and we're optimistic about the future, but when that happens, goodness knows.
Unfortunately, we're all in a bit of that, but we really do need to stress also that we will get out of this. I mean, it may take us longer than what a lot of us hoped, but I mean, this will come to an end. We'll get ourselves back doing the things that we want to do. But in the interim, I guess we've all got to find things to keep ourselves entertained. It's no good sitting at home complaining and we'll all just wind up in a big hole. I mean, we've got to find other ways of doing things. And you guys with your some of your Zoom meetings and also with the book clubs and all those things. I mean, they're just a way of keeping people together, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think the one thing I would emphasise is the importance of maintaining a routine of doing things that you love doing, whether it be reading, whether it be playing an instrument. I mean, the ukulele group can't meet, but they can play the ukulele or the banjo at home by themselves.
But don't play Tiny Tim.
What's wrong with Tiny Tim?
Well, the people around here aren't too impressed with him, let me tell you. Or me for playing it.
Alan, if you listen, there's an Hawaiian guy who sings a song from somewhere with, check it out, Hawaiian ukulele playing, and it's sort of the, I'm forgetting, but it's a great song.
I don't think I'll be playing on it here anyway. I'll have a look at it when I go home.
You've had more feedback than in the program, have you?
Yes, I've had a couple of hours to me why I played that. But anyway, that's another thing. Look, guys, it's been terrific to have you back again. I really want to keep in touch. I know that at the moment there's just not a lot that you guys can do, and it's the same with a lot. But as I keep stressing on this show, we will get out of this. We're all going to come out of it the other end. Maybe it'll be a bit different. I don't know. But I wish you well. And certainly as soon as you're getting back into it, give us a yell because we'd love to have you back on and we can tell people what you're up to and how they can start to join U3A. And either of you guys putting yourself up for the committee on the 17th of September?
Yes, me. I'll be putting myself up for the committee again.
Very good. What about you, George?
I just do what my wife told me. I'll tell you that.
I've got to go, guys. Thanks for having us. See you
later. Ciao.